The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has ruled it is not okay for rapper Cardi B to trademark one of her signature catchphrases.
Okra.
One more time.
Okra.
If you didn't catch that, here she is explaining how it works to Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon.
If somebody checks somebody, okra. I didn't know she had all of that in her.
Okra. Oh, I see. It's like someone's like, okay, but it's...
Okay, it's pay out.
One reason, her trademark was denied. The trilling expression is already widely used in public, and by public, I mean Kardashian-level public. It's a favorite of reality star Khloe Kardashian. Here's a compilation.
Hashtag okra.
By the way, before the Kardashians, it was used by drag queen Laganja Estranja, a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. Her version didn't have those rolling R's.
It was okra. The original okra.
Has been expanded. Drag queen culture played a huge role, in fact, in the word's evolution, according to Rusty Barrett, associate professor of linguistics at the University of Kentucky.
The pronunciation of okay is okay originated in ballroom culture in the 1980s and was a sort of popular catchphrase in gay communities for a long time before the addition of the R occurred.
In fact, Barrett says most popular American catchphrases originate in minority communities. RuPaul's Drag Race has been a conduit from drag culture to Twitter to middle schools and launched such favorites as...
Serving tea, which means sort of to tell someone's secrets, what they're trying to hide, and throwing shade, which means to be highly indirect but insulting at the same time.
Several critics did throw shade at Cardi B for her trademark attempt, but not Laganja Estranja, one of the original progenitors of okra. She tweeted that Cardi B, quote, didn't steal anything and that she, quote, was smart enough to capitalize on it. Pops to your mama. Okra.